We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and our next guest is the fire marshal for the Manhattan Fire Department, and that is Mr. Jake Powell. Good morning, Jake.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having me on.
You bet. It's always a pleasure, and we're going to be talking a little bit about holiday fire safety and what you should be doing here during the holidays to make sure that you know you don't have any incidents during the holidays.
Absolutely. We want people to have a safe holiday and safe winter months. Historically, home fires go up in the winter months. People are inside using heaters and spending more time indoors. So some things generally that are a good idea year round is check your smoke alarms. If you haven't done that yet this month, smoke alarms need tested once a month, and then change the batteries. If you didn't change the batteries when the time changed a couple weeks ago, it's a good idea. Change those batteries and the smoke alarms. Make sure that they're working, give you an early warning. If something happens while you're sleeping, wakes you up and lets you get out and get safety. Another good tool to have in your house is a carbon monoxide alarm. Anytime you have a gas appliances like a hot water heater, gas furnace, or gas fireplace or a wood fireplace, anything that burns fuel can produce carbon monoxide. You need that carbon monoxide alarm to alert you if there's an issue with one of those appliances causing a buildup of carbon monoxide gas.
Imagine this is probably a good time, maybe before it gets too cold, to make sure your chimney's clear, right?
Yes, we recommend if you burn in your fireplace or wood stove, have it inspected and cleaned once a year by a qualified chimney company. There's several out there. Give them a call. Get on their schedule. I know that they fill up fast this time of year. And anytime you're disposing of those ashes from the fireplace, those can stay hot for a long time after the fire's out. Make sure you put those in a tightly sealed metal container. Put that outside at least 10 foot away from your house or your garage or any other combustibles, because those ashes and coals can stay hot and smolder for a long time.
Chimney's not just for Santa. It's for other Absolutely. Things too. Other than that, obviously a lot of people be putting Christmas lights up too, and there's probably some safety tips to make sure you're not starting fires with those.
Yep, a lot of people are home this year, especially with our restrictions and traveling, so they're wanting to decorate their home. We just want people to keep safety in mind, use the lights appropriately, follow the manufacturer's instructions on all of your Christmas decorations and lights. If they are for inside, make sure that you're using them inside. If they're lights that are made for outside, those should be used outside, and you shouldn't use inside lights outside. Make sure that they're listed and labeled by a reputable testing agency so that they've been verified to be safe if used appropriately. Follow the directions and only plug in the number of lights in a row that manufacturer says. We don't want to go overboard and have a Clark Griswold moment and have the whole town go dark because of the overload.
Is that possible? I'm curious.
Well, I don't think the whole town will go dark, right. But it reminds me of a call that I was on many years ago, beginning of my career. It was right around Christmas. Big family had gathered in a home here in Manhattan, and it was an older home, very nice home, but our homes that were built in the 50s and 60s didn't have the electrical system that is needed to power today's modern home with game consoles, TVs, stereos, sound bars, all the other electronic accessories. And they had a bunch of family over and they were cooking. So of course the oven was on, the stove's on, the microwave's being used. They had a whole bunch of decorations. They kept smelling something hot, and we ended up figuring out that there was just way too much turned on and powered up in this house, and the electrical system was not designed for it. The electrical panel was hot. It wasn't melting or causing an issue, but it very soon could have if it would have continued to be overtaxed. So we just remind people that use electrical appliances safely. Make sure that anything that is a high current appliance, like a space heater or microwave, anything that produces heat is plugged directly into an outlet not an extension cord or a power strip. Just be cognizant of the demands you're placing on the electrical system in your house.
All right. And you mentioned the difference between indoor and outdoor lights, and I'm always curious what's the primary difference there and why you can't use them interchangeably.
That's what the manufacturer has them tested to. So if they're designed to be indoor only, they're not supposed to be outside exposed to the weather. They're probably a lighter covering on the wire, so it's less resistant to damage from cold and heat and abrasion against the ground or trees. So just make sure that you're using them where the manufacturer says that they're supposed to be used.
All right. We've had you on here in the past couple months, of course, right before Thanksgiving, and talking about kitchen safety, and we've talked a lot about that here, especially as we go indoors. But that's a continued emphasis here, even around Christmas.
Yes, still our cooking fires are the leading cause of residential fires, so be cognizant of when you're cooking. If you're cooking on the stovetop, stay in the kitchen and stand by your pan. You're cooking, roasting something in the oven, set the timer, but you can also set a timer. Everybody's got a smartphone. Set the timer on the phone to remind you that, hey, there is something in the oven so it doesn't get burnt and start a fire. Just keep kids and pets away from stove, oven, things that can burn them.
Absolutely. And Christmas cookies, you know, don't want to burn those because that's not a good thing. And obviously, we've talked all this also about not having unnecessary things on top of the stove. Those burners can get bumped really easily, and before you know it, you have a real mess on your hands.
Absolutely. We recommend you only put a pot or a pan of food on the stovetop. Any decorations or hot pads, towels, paper, cardboard, food that's not being cooked, those items should not be placed on the stovetop. It's very easy to have a burner that was on and not cooled off or accidentally gets bumped and turned on. We've had several fires over the years that were caused by burners getting turned on inadvertently and igniting something on the stovetop.
Well, again, we're speaking with Jake Powell, Fire Marshal here with the Manhattan Fire Department, about some holiday prevention, preventative tips you can have to make sure you don't have a fire here this Christmas. That's the one thing not on a lot of people's lists here for the Christmas season. Is there any other tips here that you would like to share?
Yeah, we'll talk about Christmas trees. I know everybody's probably already started decorating, putting up their tree, but if you haven't and you're buying a real tree, make sure that you choose one that's got needles that aren't dried out, that are staying attached when they get touched. Once you get it home, make sure you cut that bottom couple inches off the trunk so it's got a fresh place to draw water up, and water it daily. And then once that tree dries out and starts dropping needles, it's time to get it out of your house. They become extremely dry and flammable once they start drying out, and there's not any way to revive it. It's gone. It's time to get rid of it. Fortunately, there aren't a lot of Christmas tree fires, but when they do happen, they're devastating and can be deadly. They burn extremely fast and can catch you while you're sleeping or trap you. Make sure you have those smoke alarms so that you get early warning if something does unfortunately happen.
Yeah, and that probably happens a lot because of all the lights and all the other stuff you have on it that would cause it to, if it's dry and you have all that hot stuff on there, it's probably just a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, keep those Christmas trees and any decorations for that matter at least 3 feet away from any heat source like a space heater or your fireplace, radiators, anything candle-wise that's going to have any source of ignition or any heat. Keep the decorations away from those things.
Yeah, space heaters, I'll tell you what, man, they're nice, but I'm almost scared to use them because I hear so many horror stories about leaving them left on. Like, let's say you fall asleep overnight and you leave it on, and then you wake up and it's knocked over and it's burned a hole in your floor.
Yep, it's safe if used appropriately and follow those manufacturer's instructions. Plug it into a a wall outlet. Don't use an extension cord or a power strip for space heaters. Keep them at least 3 feet away from any furniture, decorations, or any combustibles like a blanket. You want to make sure they're not somewhere where they get knocked over or bumped into by pets or kids, so they don't cause burns or tip over and cause a fire. So, and anything that's in bad shape, it's a good idea to just get rid of it and replace it. Don't use lights, extension cords, space heaters, decorations that have damaged or frayed or shorted connections.
All right. Well, and if somebody does have an issue here with a fire, I just want to, you know, and a lot of industries and companies have been impacted by COVID. How about you guys at the fire department? How are you guys managing over there, quarantines and isolations right now?
Well, fortunately, we've been able to maintain our current staffing levels. We've got restrictions in place to keep spread between crews to a minimum. Still providing the same level of service to the citizens of Manhattan as we have since before COVID, providing emergency response to all areas. Definitely, if you have a fire or you smell something, see something, you think it may be not an issue, but it's always a good idea to call us, have a crew come out, double check. If you do have a small fire that you put out, keep the lid on the pan or keep everybody outside the house until we get there. Make sure that we check it all, make sure it's safe before you go back in the house.
All right, very good. Well, Jake, is there anything else here before we wrap things up?
No, thank you for having me. Again, if you haven't checked your smoke alarms, test those monthly. Make sure that they're working.
All right, very important. Jake, always a pleasure, and we wish you a happy holiday, and we'll talk again next time.
Happy holidays and happy new year, Brandon. Thank you.
You bet. Again, Jake Powell joining us here on K-Man's In Focus. Stay tuned. We'll have more of the show coming up after this.